Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with?
His name is Ben. Ben, get on up here, Ben.
Howdy-doody.
I was trying to tilt my camera to make it look like I was on Below Deck Sailing Yacht a little bit better, but I didn't quite do it properly enough, and I somehow just messed up my lighting in the process.
Everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens Below Deck Sailing Yacht Day. Okay,
yes.
Very exciting stuff here, new season. We are on tour. We're still on tour. Isn't that great? We're going to be on tour till the end of April. So, guess what? There's tons of cities that we're coming to just this week. Just next week, I mean. We're going to be coming probably to your city. You know what? Your city that you live in right now. Look around and ask yourself, do I live in St. Paul? Do I? If so,
look around.
There.
Look around.
We're going to go to St. Paul, Milwaukee, Chicago, followed the next week by Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, and Denver. Okay, before we hit California, Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, Houston, Dallas. So many dates. Go find them all and ticket links over at watchwhatcrappens.com. That is also where you will find links to our Patreon, which has our bonus episodes and our Crappens On Demand videos for a couple of video recaps a week. This is one of those. This is one of those. Hi.
Yes.
Hello, people at home.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello. And I'm still drinking today out of a Watch What Crappens tumbler, because that's how I roll these days. I got my Crappens tumbler. So go to crappensmerch.com to be sure to get one just like this and then take a photo of it and tag us and we'll post it on our gram.
Do it. Okay, everybody. Hi, welcome to Below Deck Sailing. Now, this is especially exciting because we didn't recap the last season. Well, we didn't recap the entire season of Below Deck last season. So this one was actually going to be a bonus episode, but Real Housewives of Orange County wasn't on this week. So guess what? It's a full regular episode.
Yeah. Just like Below Deck Sailing Yacht itself, it's Below Deck Sailing Yacht has moved to the top of has gotten a little boost. I've grown to love Below Deck Sailing Yacht. You know, it was the first season was so meh that it just felt like it was going to be the sad cousin to all the other Below Decks. But last season was incredible, and this season is already like very entertaining for me. By the way, did you see the trailer, or did you see that they released a trailer for Below Deck Down Under? It's going to be on Peacock. So there's a fourth Below Deck, which I think we had heard about, but that's a Peacock original. I don't even know if we're going to be able to cover that one, but I'm just like, wow, they are really going all at it with Below Deck. But and Aisha is the chief stew on that one. But this one, Below Deck Sailing Yacht is back, and I was, you know, I was deeply entertained.
Yeah, it was a good episode. So let's just get right into it, shall we? Because there's a lot. Now, look, this show in general has a ton of accents and things that we don't really understand. They're not home to us, okay?
No.
So it's going to take us a while. So just remember that, okay? I know no one comes here for actually accurate accents or impersonations anyway, because that's not what we do. But still, just it might be painful for some of you. Like maybe if you have that illness where you can't hear terrible accents, whatever that.
Yeah.
I would imagine that illness is the cousin to the illness where people can't hear chewing or whatever that's called. But there you go. There's your warning.
You've been officially warned that there will be terrible pan-European accents, basically. it opens up in that Below Deck way where it's sort of a trailer, but sort of not a trailer. So I kind of just like cherry pick some things from this moment. We hear Daisy's like, going into this season, I hope I don't fall out with any of my crew members. And then like it cuts to her saying like, I'm going to punch that motherfucker in the fucking knob.
Fucking goddamn piece of shit motherfucker, die in your sleep.
And Gary's like, well, I think I've learned not to hook up with the first crew member the first night, maybe the second night. Well, I'm Gary 2.0. So Gary is doing his I'm a new man, like the Bravo classic storyline of the fuck boy who every year comes back to assure us that he's changed now.
Yes. And then Colin's back too. And he's like, this season, I just want to do a good job, make a shit ton of money, but I enjoy a little drama here. Did you cut away from me already? Already you cut away from me. Wow.
And then we see the chef, who we've seen in previews, missing part of his scalp, bleeding from his eyes, his ears, and his elbows. You know, we see him doing a scene where he's blindfolded and he's chopping onions at a very fast pace to show off. And I was like, well, Marcos, that just comes to stab you right in the butt, doesn't it?
Literally.
Doesn't it?
By way of finger. And so he's like, people can feel the passion of my food. I make people cry before. I have a gift. I have a gift of hitting my head on some sort of surface and tearing off some of my scalp.
First of all, I've cried over food before. It's not really that big of a deal to make someone cry with food. I mean, if it's been like a week on Weight Watchers and the bread person at Olive Garden comes over, I'm like,
yeah, it's really not that hard.
Yeah, so get over yourself, even though you seem very nice so far, Marcos.
even though you seem adorable, just want you to know, like, I literally cried over Carvel last week. So, you know, that's where we are.
So then we meet Gabriella, and she's from the U.S., right? I think.
Yeah.
And she's like, I definitely go balls to the wall. I do consider myself a chihuahua, all bark and all bite.
Well. I mean, exciting.
Okay, but chihuahuas are also terrified of everything. Like, yeah. Chihuahuas are the shakiest dog I've ever seen. They're like, hello, little chihuahua. And they're like,
I feel like chihuahua is like the pejorative dog. Like, that's the dog that you use to insult someone. Like, if you're going to call yourself, if you're going to talk about how your tenacity that you have a bark and a bite, you're like, I'm like a Doberman, you know? But like, I mean, Gabby, I just feel like, I don't know, support, like, to raise your dog standards, you know?
I've always considered myself a Jack Russell, adorable and able to jump high.
I always considered myself a Springer Spaniel, sort of floppy and gets worms in my butt and drags myself along the carpet a lot.
I've always considered myself a French Bulldog, you know? You just always look at me and wonder, when are they going to die of breathing failure?
I always considered myself a poodle. I'm very hyperactive and annoy everyone around me, but somehow I get away with it because I'm allegedly smart.
So then we meet Kelsey.
I just got my poodle agenda in there, my anti-poodle agenda.
So we meet Kelsey, and she's like, I'm just like one of the guys. All right. Oh, is there like a template that they just stamp these people with before they even come? Kelsey, just one of the guys. Okay, Kelsey. Just I already see your whole season in front of me.
Entire season is happening. I agree. Like, as soon as she said, I've grown up as just one of the boys, I was like, okay, here we go. Here's the entire, like you said, we know exactly where this one is going.
And she says, yeah, I grew up with brothers. I had to learn you either fight back or you get farted on. Well, let me tell you, as a brother, my sister fought back plenty and she still got farted on.
Okay? Yeah.
So good luck.
A lot of times the fighting on actually causes the farting on. Just want you to know. they're usually linked. Kelsey reminded me of someone who would actually get killed in a horror movie. I don't know. I just kind of got that weird vibe. You know, she's like, there's going to be a party tonight. You going to come? So then,
well, she's like that wing woman, you know, she's like, I'm just one of the guys. And then I wing woman all the guys. But then I feel like she's going to be like, but I love him at some point.
Yes.
Why does he only look at me as a friend? Because you walked in saying you're just one of the guys.
Yeah, inevitably we see this on the show. And honestly, I just see it in life, too. There's always that girl who's like, I'm just one of the guys, but then gets upset when like she's not really one of the guys, like when the guys basically exclude her from like the guy things, and then, you know, it always just leads to disaster every single time.
Yeah, she's wing womaning because Gary's like, hey Gabriella, you want some eggs? And Kelsey says, I bet you want to poach her eggs.
But no, she has a crazy laugh where she goes,
God, okay. Oh God, it's going to be a long season. So then the dumb guy, you know, I always love this kind of a guy, just plain looking, like if a saltine cracker was a person, you know, I just love that.
I feel like a dinner roll. Yeah.
Love a dinner roll. I mean,
a very plain dinner roll.
Love it.
Like you get like on an airplane, like an airplane style. Like
even love an airplane dinner roll. Love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm just saying like that's to me the quality of his plainness. Yeah.
Delicious. So he's like,
I came into yachting because I was told the stewardesses were pretty. People think I'm just a young deckhand. Don't let the baby face fool ya. I know what I'm doing.
No, I don't know where he's from yet, but I Northern phonetically England. Wrote all of that out, so I hope it was correct.
It sounded like he was losing reception.
Yeah, he's like a cricket. He's like a cricket wireless version of a deckhand.
Like an AM radio. And then Ash tells us that we meet Ashley. She's like, I think people underestimate me. I've been told I look innocent, but I'm not. I get what I want. I'm like, okay, so you're drama. We know that much right now. She's also the one who actually everyone exactly estimates her, but she tells herself that she's underestimated because she's so bad at her job.
Yeah, people underestimate me. Gee, I'm shocked. By the end of this episode, I am completely shocked that people underestimate you, Ashley. I mean, you just seem so together and there for the job. You really do.
I know. So then we get more like trailer scenes, like lots of the scalp injury, finger injury, like everyone falls over, like literally so many people are falling over this season. And then my favorite part that wasn't, I don't seem to remember it from the actual trailer, was a prolonged moment of like champagne flutes just falling off of Gabriella's tray. Like that was like my favorite thing, watching like one after the other, like a bunch, like when you go bowling. And you have one of those things that looks like it's not a strike, but then very slowly it reveals itself that you just got a strike, you know?
A slow strike, yeah.
A slow strike, the best.
I don't know if that's a technical term, but yeah, we all know what you mean. I love that. Isn't that the best?
They just start going down very, very slowly, and you're like, wait a second. Yeah. There is hope in life.
I know. It's like you're making them do that with your mind. That's what it feels like.
That's what
you
always
want
feels
that strike
like.
So bad that they're like, all right, we will Busby Berkeley fall down one by one.
It's true.
And my favorite of all the Below Deck themes.
Which we have figured out is an ode to OMD's If You Go, or If You Leave, or whatever.
Love it. So, guitar. Guess why, guys? And it's not an electric guitar. It is a analog guitar. An acoustic guitar. Because we are in Menorca, Spain. Menorca.
Big Menorca all over the screen. It was like, Menorca!
Now, I get that we're getting the guitar because it's Spain, but you're not going far enough, because when something takes place in Spain, I want it to be the feet slamming on the ground, you know, that... I'm a person who just lives and breathes stereotype. Please give it to me.
I need everyone to have little castanets that they just have to, like, hold at all times when they come on the boat. Like, you have to take your shoes off, and here's your castanet. So I don't even know. Is it called a castanet? I think it's called a castanet. The little things that you put in your palm. They go. You know what I'm talking about?
You're okay, not making we'll me look stupid.
And I'm not willing to Google it. Okay, I'm not.
Yeah, but castanet sounds good to me.
Yeah. So we're here back on Parsifal 3, and we see Gary, and he goes,
"You guys thought you saw the last of you got rid of me. Well, I'm back and I'm ready to rumble."
So he's with Captain Glenn in the bridge, and Glenn's like, uh-oh, he's back, and he's ready to rumble. And he's like, yeah, ready to rumble. Are you excited to be back? I'm ready to rumble. How much more excited could you be? Now listen, I've made sure nothing on the boat is tied down or stable in any way, so we'll get some good tilt scenes, all right?
And Captain Glenn's like, I love sailing in Spain, especially the Balearic Islands. Menorca is spectacular. I actually live here. I have an apartment here. I've got a car here. I've got a reserved parking spot here. I've got a frequent pass on the metro system here. It's like, okay, Glenn, we get it. You love the Balearic Islands.
It's the only place I've got a Yogurt Planet card for.
So he's given Gary a full-time job now. I can depend on him and trust him. He's not my best friend, but we are good buddies. We are good buddies.
Well, since last charter season, Gary just has been a bit more respect for his job, and for Glenn, for myself, I've worked hard to be where I am, and it's taken me 11 years to be chief officer on 11 meters, so, in conclusion...
I'm changed. That's his thing. It's a new Gary.
He has respect now.
Yeah, so they're going through CVs, and Glenn's like, oh, a CV with no photo, that's not something you see every day.
I smell an ugly girl. All right, bottom of the pile. Unless she's an easy ugly girl. Maybe I should read that, all right? I've changed!
And then now here comes Daisy, and so she comes and she's, Glenn!
And Daisy, who's dressed to go to the Cable Ace Awards. I don't know. Are you going to a steak dinner in the 80s? What's happening here?
So she goes, yay, I'm so excited to be back. I mean, I'd rather be on the beach, but I think I'm just doing Gary's voice for Daisy, by the way. They just fused together for me. But she's like, but I mean, I'd rather be on a beach, but a girl's got to eat. Gotta ease myself back in that accent.
And then she's like, hello, I'm excited to be back. Yeah, I went to me old boat, then I took some time off. And this is the first charter I've done since last year, which is scary. I'm like, do I remember how to be Chief Stew even?
So she feels better prepared this season. And Gary's like, hello, nice to see you again. She's like,
oh, well, if the team looks good, I look good. And I'm hoping the team can really learn quick because I'm right. I'm always right.
So the cabin arrangements, there are three girls on board, so they'll all have to share because the decks and the chef are male. And she's, she's fine. So then people start arriving. Marco, the chef, comes, and he's hot, of course. And Daisy's like, hi, I'm Daisy. I was like, whoa, wow. Calm down there, Daisy.
Daisy's very much into it. And so his background is Italian and Venezuelan. And Marcos is like, so where are you from? And Gary's like, South Africa.
I'm Irish.
And Glenn's like, oh, it's like the UN here. Because I mean, I'm from Montreal, but I live in Menorca. I actually have a house there. I have a plant there. Just got a thyme plant. It's really a lovely place to stay.
So Marco's like, I had my first yachting gig when I was 12 years ago, but now I live in LA and I have a food truck with my brother. So yachting is paradise for me because a food truck doesn't even have an air condition.
And then Kelsey arrives next, and Gary's like, she comes on and like Daisy sends her to Gary, and Gary's like, hello, I'm Gary. I'll be the one making passes at you inappropriately over the course of the next few weeks. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Also, Marco, it's so below deck sailing to have a guy with a food truck as your main chef, isn't it?
I know, I got very scared.
Turns out to be like an excellent chef, but at first I was like, that's so below deck sailing. I mean, like, yeah. The other below decks are like, I trained with the Queen and then Julia Roberts. And sailing's like, I had a food truck.
Bueller is up to something back there, by the way. He's pawing around. What must have heard doing? Us talking about chihuahuas.
You relax. You need some attention? There it is.
Bueller's walking around, pawing. Bueller.
He just needed to be recognized. Where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's done now. He's like, that's all I get. I'm going to another room. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay. I'm eviscerated. So, so now Gabriella comes on board. And she says, people who love me would describe me as funny, loyal, passionate, intense as fuck, a shit talker. She likes to bust balls. Like, I can't tell if this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing for the season. Or for her, I should say.
Yeah. And Gary's so far, so like, good. This is really the kind of person she is, though. Gary goes, hey, the wheels don't work on your bag. And she goes, yeah, it's been through a lot. There, that's the kind of person she is, to walk around with broken wheels on her suitcase, okay?
Mine are actually broken, too, at this moment, so maybe Gabrielle and I have a lot in common. So now finally Ashley. So Ashley comes on board. Ashley has very large breasts. I'm just going to say this right now. She has very, very large breasts, and we just know this is going to be a disaster. Not her fault. But it's Gary is going to be just lecherous to her. And I'm just already bracing for it.
So then Tom walks up the deck and, everybody's finding out who they're going to room with and stuff. And so Glenn asks Tom, where are you arriving from today? Do you have a Joker Planet card from there? And he's like,
the Lake District? You probably don't know where that is. And he's like,
yeah, a leek is like an onion, but weirder. I get it. I get it. We've got leeks where I come from.
No, the Lake District. It's in north of England. It's full of mountains and fells, and there's more sheep than people. In fact, the last yacht that I worked on was completely chartered by sheep, so it was a pretty easy job.
This is my first sailor. Without being cocky, it's just sailing. How different can it be than riding a sheep in the water?
And of course, naturally, when I say that I've worked on motor yachts, I mean, of course, a sheep farm. But, you know, how different can it be?
And we know what kind of person Tom is by the way that he puts his sunglasses on in the mirror, because he doesn't know that there's a camera, I guess, right there at the mirror yet. And so he's in the mirror putting on his sunglasses and then taking them off and looking at himself and trying them again and like looking at himself from different angles.
I know. And it's like very rapid too. It's a frenzy of the sunglasses going on and up. And he's like, I've got 5 seconds to get this right.
Yeah. Super so then, insecure glasses work.
Yeah. So then Colin starts to approach, and Gara's like, "I see doggy dog," which I think is so cruel to say to Colin after last season. And Colin's like, "Well, it feels super, super good to be back on Possible. Super excited to see Gary. And, you know, he's my boy. And when I think about all the things that I've gone through with me and Gary and all the past year in general."
So Gabriella's folding with Daisy. And sorry, just had to interrupt because it's the Colin scene.
Yeah, just waiting for it.
So Gabriella's folding with Daisy, and you were so quiet. I was like, oh, he's going to be mad. What if I get a text later? You're like, how dare you?
No, I was waiting for you to interrupt.
With feelings.
I was waiting for you to cut away from Colin, because that's the thing no one cares about. I should say the show doesn't care about Colin, and no one on the boat seems to care about Colin. I, of course, care about Colin.
So Gabrielle was folding with Daisy and making small talk, and they're like, where are you from? Where are you from? And Daisy's like, Dublin. And Gabrielle's like, oh my God, I've never been to Europe. She goes, what? Never been to Europe? It's okay. I mean, it can be exciting. Let me tell you what they say in Europe. Daisy's always right. Don't fuck it up.
Also, I can't wait to break the news to Gabby. She's in Europe. That's very good. She's like, I've never been to Europe. I can't wait to go. So
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Daisy's like folding socks or something. So Colin comes in and he's like, Daisy. She goes, ah. And then they hug. And then now it's time for a crew meeting in the cockpit. Cockpit crew meeting, everyone. Okay. So they all gather up there, and Tom already, his eyes are like bulging when he sees Ashley, and he's like, Ashley's a head turner. Hopefully her personality is just as nice as her face. But he's like points at boobs when he says face.
Like, at his boobs, yeah. And Ashley is telling the girls, she's like, oh my God, he is exactly my type to a T. It's like, really? The hottest, youngest blonde one? Wow. You're going to make a great couple.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I like a guy who reminds me of like a beanbag. That's what I'm so into. To a T.
I just want to say I'm excited for this season. We've got new faces, familiar faces, interesting faces, faces that probably don't have an apartment where I do. Mallorca. It's great. So obviously, no drinking on charter. I say obviously because if anyone's watched this on TV, you might have noticed that everyone was wasted every 5 minutes. Okay, so none of that.
She's like, and you know, I just want to have some better communication this season. And Daisy's like,
oh, I didn't have a communication problem. Everyone else did. Mainly that they didn't listen to me.
And then we see last year her saying, if you can see something isn't going quite right instead of me being, and maybe you could do something instead of me being chief bitch.
That was her thing.
I don't want to be a chief bitch, but who took a dump in the head after I cleaned it?
Oh yeah, I love that was a running storyline. Who peed in the guest bathroom?
Yes,
don't pee in the guest bathroom after I've cleaned it.
So then, all right,
well, we've got a lot to do today. So if you finish in time, you can have fun tonight, but I don't want anyone drunk on the dock tonight.
So now it's cleaning. They're cleaning and cleaning, and Marcos is trying to figure out what this floppy piece of plastic is. And Kelsey starts telling us that she's never worked on a sailing boat. And she her backstory is, so I went to a yacht week in Croatia with my cousin as a guest in 2015. It was a men's only thing, but I'm just one of the guys. So I got in and I was like, oh, that's the coolest job ever. And now I've come full circle from being a guest to being a skipper on my own boat called the SS, just one of the boys.
Yeah, to the USS Boys Only. And so now she plans excursions. She's in charge of 8 people, but she's never worked on a super yacht. Okay, guys, I'm scared. Okay, now that you've got Tom, now you've got her. Does anyone know how to be on a boat? Anybody?
I know. I'm very concerned about this. And then we see Marcos, and he's organizing something in the fridge, and he's just like in the fridge, basically. And Daisy comes around the corner, and she's like, Marcos, do you have it? And he's like,
was there something about my personality that was particularly startling?
Don't worry, I scared you. That's how I walk into rooms.
Thank you for listening to me. When I gave you a fright, it meant that you heard my voice.
He's like, okay, I'm so sorry. Please try again. She's like, San Marco. Oh! You'll get used to it. All right, let's talk. I'm pretty easygoing, as you can tell.
The scalp injury makes a lot more sense now. It's like, okay, Daisy said hi to him. So he's like, you're strict? She goes,
no, I'm not strict, but if I'm telling you something, don't take it personal. It's not in my opinion. It's just these things that I've overheard. So if they are saying, for instance, that they do not have 20 pitas in a basket, just please understand, it's not a personal attack.
He's like, my ego, I leave that outside the door. And she's like, oh.
And he's like, being the new guy, I'm not scared. I cooked for Beyonce, Shakira, Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, Big Ham. I know what I'm doing. Who's Big Ham?
Did he say Big Ham?
That's obviously an autocorrect.
Yeah, I don't think I heard him say Big Ham. So he actually, to be fair, he listed it in this
my
order.
My autocorrect is Big Ham. I'm like, that's a huge game.
You know, Big Ham, whoa. You know. No, he said, I cook for Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Alicia Keys. I know what I'm doing. I'm like, how dare you put Beyonce at the back of that list? Like, you start with Beyonce, Marcos. I don't know if you know what you're doing if you don't know where to put Beyonce in the list.
He started with Beyonce.
No. I went back. I wrote it down. So I was so offended.
Wow, yeah. Maybe that's so weird that my brain autocorrects to starting with Beyonce. Isn't that weird?
Your brain knows what it's doing.
And I put Beyonce in the beginning of it.
As anyone would.
I'm that guy.
I mean, at least he didn't put Alicia Keys before Beyonce, because then we would have had a real problem. I mean, I don't think he should have even brought her up, but that's a whole other issue.
Oh, okay. All right, provisions time. So they're doing that. And Tom tells Colin, do you like Colin or Cole? Colin or Cole? And he's like, whatever you want, mate.
I'm just happy someone's saying my name.
Just call me, please.
Tom's already gone. Like, wait, hey, where'd you go?
So Ashley and Gabriella are cleaning rooms and asking how long they've been. Well, Ashley says, so how long have you been yachting? And she's like, a while. How about you? She goes, it's my 1 year anniversary, which is why I asked you. So I can say, it's my 1 year anniversary.
These two are not going to be friends. I'm going to put it out there right now. And Gabby is like, by the way, does she go by Gabby or am I just making her Gabby?
Gabriella.
Gabriella. I'm just like, Gabby. So she's like, well, we have the same level of experience, so we can help each other, which, you know, Ashley's never going to help her. Ashley tells us, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be the best at everything. I got straight A's through high school, and now I just want to be, you know, in front of guests, making drinks and entertaining. And I'm good at what I do. I'm like, okay, so you want all the attention. There's no way she's going to help Gabriella. In fact, if anything, I suspect she's going to undermine Gabriella.
Yeah. So then we've got Gary, Tom, and Marco talking, and Tom's like, Tom, you know, of course, his sense of humor is what you think it would. He's like, look, those tomatoes are like nuts. And Marco's like, hey, you guys think about sex all the time, right? Is that what you do? You just think about the sex all the time. And Gary's like, I do.
And then Gary says to Tom, so you're going to find love on this boat. Tell me, what are your thoughts? What do you think about the girls? Which I kind of think is just sort of I mean, I'm not a prude, but I just feel like the first day, I just feel like it's so strange to be just like asking like your employee, so which girl do you want to hook up with first? It just is weird. It's weird to me.
Well, that's how Below Deck is now, though. You know, it's like, who are we gonna fuck? Because that's what that's what Ashley's like too. So Angelina, who cares? So then Glenn is just that. It was like a one sentence thing. So Glenn is talking to Gary and Marcos and Daisy for the preference sheet meeting. Here we
go again, huh?
Yeah, our primary is named McCordia Young. Which I was, for a moment there, I thought it might be Alex McCord, but it's McCordia. And then he's a real estate investor at the top of his game, by the way. McCordia wrote that in for himself, right? And so he's brought his friends to celebrate Black entrepreneurship. Hey, you can't celebrate entrepreneurship without being on a ship. Am I right? So they're all from D.C. And
Marcos is like, yes, they're from Washington. I've been there before. So I'm going to do some Indian, some Italian, and some American.
I thought that was so funny how he's like, yeah, I've been to D.C., so I'll know what to do.
You know, I've been there.
Do you think that Marcos is going to be that guy who's like always making he's like, well, I feel like he's going to make a lot of pasta. He's like, well, I'm Italian. I'm going to make a lot of pasta. I feel like it's become a thing where it's like he's going to have a pasta thing that he does every single week.
But also Venezuelan, because his thing is, I like pasta and plantains. Like, it's so crazy. Like, have you heard of America? That's like literally all our food is a mishmash, you know? So Gary's like, all right, and then day two beach picnic. And then it's night, a hip-hop don't stop pajama party. Like, please make Daisy say that 5 times in a row. I love Daisy being back on TV. And then at night, a hip-hop don't stop pajama party.
I just also love that, like, Daisy gets put in charge of making a hip-hop party. Like, so now cleaning and Daisy calling for provision. She's like, hello, this is Daisy. I gotta do a hip-hop party, hip-hop pajama party. Do you have big gold chains, you know, something 90s and hip-hop, something like that. Thank you very much.
And Spanish Norma is like, we'll do what we can. So then stew meeting. So Marco, this whole episode just has me worried about Marcos, right? Because they show Marcos getting milk out and opening it and smelling it and going, shrug, and putting it back.
Like, yeah.
Good enough.
It'll do. It'll do. So Daisy is basically, she's going to assign who's going to be on lates, who's going to be on earlies. And she decides to put, she basically says that, like, I'm going to put Gabriella on lates because she has more bartending experience. And Ashley is sort of like passive aggressively next to being like, well, same.
Yeah, she's trying because she goes, well, you know, you're late. You like staying up late, don't you, Gabriella? You know, you're more bartending. And she goes, yeah, I'm a night owl. Now she's like, same, night owl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a night owl too. And Daisy's like, well, I love to hear you're comfortable and I'd love to see you have more bar experience. So you'll be second stew, Gabriella. And Ashley's like, did she not hear same? Because I just said same.
I'm not sure she understands. Maybe she didn't get straight A's in high school also and didn't learn the definition of the word same. So Ashley's clearly pissed that she's third, and she's going to be so undermining. You can just tell. And she's going to be the one that complains about being stuck in laundry all the time.
Yeah, but that's her CV. I mean, she even told us. She's like, I've done my share of laundry, so now I want to move up. That's really nice, but you better call Captain Sandy, because if your resume says laundry on this boat, you're doing laundry. Okay.
Yeah. So now it's like 8 o'clock. It's 18 hours before the guests are coming. So they're all going to start having a drink on the deck and everything. And Tom's checking himself in the mirror, you know, making sure he looks good.
Tom has realized there are cameras at the mirrors now. Which I'm ashamed, because I like it when he was more insecure. Because now he gives the mirror double fingers. He's like, yeah, looking good.
He's definitely like, channeling some like 1985 Tom Cruise vibes for sure in terms of the way he poses. Yeah. So now they're all like pouring drinks and everything. And Gary gets his drink and like because basically Gabriella and Ashley are pouring the drinks at the bar, and they give Gary a drink in a plastic glass, and he's like, ugh, plastic glass. And Gabriella just looks at him and goes, sorry, did you want crystal? I was like, liking this Gabriella.
So just glass would be nice, but all right, we'll have another. We'll have another chance.
So Colin and Daisy and Gary are talking, and Colin's like, so we're all back. Do we think the same thing? I mean, listen, if we do the same thing, we're going to get the same results as we did last time, guys. And Gary's like, no, we just do the same thing. Call it point 2.0. All right.
We just do it better than last year, you know?
So then Daisy's like,
well, you know, Gabriella, I quite like her quite a bit. You know, oh, and you know that Ashley likes Tom.
Because we didn't talk about that, but Ashley said, well, we did. Because Ashley said
well,
that
actually,
Tom.
Gary starts it. She likes Gabriella because Gabriella's her age, which is such a Daisy reason to like somebody.
I like her because she's my age. And then yeah. Gary's like, well, you know, Tom likes Ashley. And she goes, oh, well, Ashley likes him as well. And he's like, really?
Yeah, they're going to be a little matchmaker. So, and Daisy's like, who are you going to hook up with? He's like, no one, you, Daisy. And then he, like, kisses on her and stuff.
So then Tom comes over, and Colin's like, sorry, mate, this is official, all right? And he's like, I just came for a siki. And Tom tells us if he just comes up and acts like your friend, then he figures he will be your friend. See, he's sweet, Tom.
I actually think that's like a very, like, that's like, what a great outlook.
Yeah.
That's such a good, I was like, wait a second. Wait, Tom, are you nice? I
think he's
like,
sweet.
I'm like, wait, yeah. By the end of the episode, I'm like, wait, Tom is nice. It's weird.
And he's also friends with a lot of sheep. Because you know he's tried this a lot on the sheep. Where he's just walked up to the sheep like, do you have a ciggy?
How are you? Get it? Also, did you notice, like, I think it was at this point where Ashley, like, was, the group was, like, sitting, the rest of the group was sitting down, like, on a lower deck. And Ashley's like, all the OGs are up there. I haven't even been up there yet. Like, I, like, you know she wants to be with the cool kids. So badly. You just can feel it all over her. And you know, Ashley is that person who goes to a club. I've talked about this before, Ronnie, and sits not in the booth, but on the booth. You know I have an issue with that, right?
Yes.
She
is the person we were talking about the other day that takes one shot and is like, I'm so drunk. And then the next day they're like, I don't remember a thing from last night, guys. I was so drunk.
I just remember sitting on the booth and just having the best time ever. Like, so it's like such a pet peeve for me in a club when people sit on top of the booth. Like,
so
a weird
Gary
power
is
play.
Saying, listen, Tom, Ashley is keen on you. And he goes, who? And he's like, Ashley. Like, with, like, boobs. And so he's like, wow, Yotland is like never land. When Peter Pan goes to never grow up land, and I'm Peter Pan, never grown up.
Thank you, Tom, for illustrating that up for us. We figured it out with the never land, but thank you for, like, really articulating that full metaphor.
I know. Thank you for telling. I thought Peter Pan was a saute cook until you told that story. Thank you.
He's like, Neverland is where Peter Pan wanted to grow up, but someone else is Peter Pan. It's like, no, we know you're Peter Pan. So then they all do, like, a cheers the new season, and they're asking Colin if he's going to go in the hot tub, because last season he didn't go in the hot tub out of respect for his girlfriend who wound up breaking up with him anyway. And Colin's like, I don't know. I got a new girlfriend now. And Kelsey's like, guys like I am with girlfriends are allowed to go into hot tubs. And Daisy goes,
well, I told him to get in the hot tub last year and he said, absolutely not. And I said, I'm not going to try and have sex with you in the hot tub, Colin.
And Colin's like, you wanted that, so that was the problem. And she goes,
well, I would have had sex with anyone, to be fair.
So they're all cracking up and having a good time. And Ashley goes to Gary's room, and he's in his bunk. Oh, Ashley. So Tom's like, wait a minute, why are you in three bunk? And Because I guess that's not his.
Tom's already in there. Tom and Gary like hanging out in the bunk.
Oh, okay.
And she comes in
here basically, and she's like, "This is lame, but like, I mean, Tom, you share a room with the captain. That's like a turnoff." So
she's like, just she's trying to make it very clear she's not interested in him. That she's like really trying to like give the alert signals to Gary, right? So Tom sort of just like scurries off, right? Or no?
No, he stays there because Gary's like, "So do you have a boyfriend?" And she goes, "No." And he says, "What's your type?" And she says, "You want me to be honest? If I had my pick, it would be between the two of you. Like, he's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, which is like my stereotypical way." And Tom's like, "Good answer!" And puts on his sunglasses. And she goes, "But how old are you?" 23. I usually go for older. So I guess Gary. I was like, "Oh my God, this lady is never going to clean anything. Get to your first day at work, ma'am."
She is not going to clean anything. And she's like really into this demographic. She's like, "I usually go for like 28 to 34. And Gary's like, "Hey, I'm in that age group." She's like, and Tom's like, "I'm just a baby." And then, you know, and then he tells us, "You know, just because I'm younger doesn't mean I don't know what I'm doing." It's like, Tom, stop trying to shear the deck. It's not a sheep. He's like,
but he's got to get on with Gary. So if Gary's interested in Ashley, he's going to just take a back seat and just let Gary have the woman.
So
this is all problematic. You know that, right? So then Gary's like, "Well, you're a stewardess, right? Well, you know, because I need stewardess expertise to show me how to make my bed." She goes, "Oh my God, I'll do it. How do you not know how to make a bed?"
Yeah. And then she's like, "What's my reward?" And he's like, "Well, I'll give you the coolest high five. And it's a cool high five because it makes a slapping sound." And she goes, "Okay, well, let's try this again. I can think of other things that make slapping sounds too." Oh my God. Did I just say that? Oh my God.
Here's my general note on Ashley that I wrote down. Fucking idiot. I fucking hate her. Oh,
there we go. I like that.
Yeah.
So far, like a
solid,
you know, just a not solid. Contested.
It's not a waffle. You know, it's not like, "Well, maybe she's just nervous." Nope. Fucking hate her.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Gary is like, "I'm in a bit of a predicament here because I think, you know, I was the cause of a little drama last season."
Not many people can admit that they're an idiot, but I can, and I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. I'm not going to jump into the first person that gives me some attention.
Yes, so are, she's like, "Well, I don't like being on the top." And he goes, "Don't worry, I don't mind being on the top." And they're like, "Ah, ha, 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 I can't wait to give you something." Like, both of them. I'm just like adding up in my head. I was like, these two are going to need a lot of tests. Call Spanish Norma.
Okay? They just need Danny from last season to come and be like, "Let me be your cautionary tale." So now it's 10 o'clock. And they're just still drinking. And Tom is taking a lot of shots and he's being goofy. And they're like, Daisy's straddling him. It's just like silliness. And they keep cutting to Glenn in bed with his iPad. He's just like reading. He just, the light of his iPad's like, you know, just cascading onto him.
Yeah, he's just like studying like frozen yogurt toppings. And Gabriella's like, "Come on, guys. It'll just be baby shots, Coke and tequila." And Colin is totally pulling a JL from last year. Because didn't JL do this? Jean-Luc? Didn't he just get so fucking wasted?
Oh, Tom. Night? Tom did, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you said Colin, so I was confused.
JL.
No, you said, didn't Colin do this last year? And I was like, what? And
then JL. Didn't JL do this last year, Jean-Luc?
I know, but I heard Colin. That's why I was confused. That's what I'm telling you why I was confused at first. But yes, JL.
I'm like, stop saying I said Colin. I did not say Colin.
You said Colin. I'm going to gaslight you about this very specific comment.
You know,
guys, remember when Ronnie talked about Colin getting wasted last season and it never happened?
No. You know what I'm going to do to get back at you?
What?
I'm going to show this picture of you to everybody who's watching on Crappens on Demand. Here you go, everybody. That's what Ben gets.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's a picture of... Suit. It's a picture of Ben being crazy with his eyes closed and his eyes like,
"Wah!" At the crappies, so I'm wearing my little like shiny tuxedo.
Yeah. I'll show bad pictures of you whenever you mess with me.
Anyway, so you were saying that JL...
No, forget it now. Doesn't need to be said. I'm just kidding. Wasn't JL last year, Jean-Luc, wasn't he the one who got so fucking wasted he was barfing everywhere? And wasn't he also bunking with the captain, or is that in my head?
Not initially. I don't think you may have forgotten the super fascinating arc where JL couldn't sleep in his bed because he was too tall. So there was like three episodes where he's like, and then they finally moved him in with the captain.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, that was good. So Colin is like, Tom reminds me of myself at that age, you know, he just wants to have fun. He doesn't think of the consequences. I mean, we haven't even... Radio, Glenn, Glenn, Tom, 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 Glenn, 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 Tom, see in the morning, Captain.
Oh, Tom, what you gotta do is whenever Colin's talking about himself, just keep on going with what you're doing, because no one's really listening to him in that first place.
Yeah. So let's see, Daisy and Gary are talking, and... Ashley kind of comes over and Gary's like, let's go to the bow and talk there. And she's like, well, I just wanted you to know. I know I said Tom's my type, but he's so young. How old are you? Oh my God.
She's still doing this thing. And he's like, oh, I'm 33 and a half. She's like, oh my God, that fits perfectly into my coveted demographic. It's like, are you telling me that you're into me? What? Oh my God. Whoa, that's crazy. That gets a big old.
And then we just cut to Tom chugging more alcohol. She's just that person who, like, comes in and just tells everybody they're into her. She's like, I can't decide which one of you's gonna get me. Like, literally nobody has tried. Okay?
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think that she's just, like, very much also into being a cool girl. I think that's what it is. I think that, like, she was upset that she wasn't up, like, with the OGs having that conversation. She's like, attaching herself immediately onto Gary, like, with based off of almost nothing. She's really mad that she's, like, the third stew and that she wants to be. She even said she wants to be, like, make some drinks for the guests. She wants to get all the flattery and all the compliments, which, by the way, this is also could be called the Ben Mandelker story. So I get it. I get it.
Well, Gary is like, they're doing this really dumb, like really weird flirting thing where Gary's pretending that it's the same Gary act as last season, where Gary's like, "What? We can't do that. I'm a chief's deckhand, whatever." But then he does anyway. It's very Gary. So he's like, yeah. "Well, you're pretty cute, but if my friend thinks someone's cute, I can't pursue that girl." And she's like, but he's not your friend. You just met him today. I mean, how old is he anyway?
Yeah. And he's like, well, it doesn't take me very long to make a friend or have sex with someone, to be honest. Oops, I shouldn't have said that part. And she goes, so if I kiss you, are you going to shut me down? He goes, oh, don't put me in this situation. No, Gary, you put yourself in the situation, actually.
You just pulled her aside to go talk privately on the bow. Like, please. Okay, you literally set the scene for this situation. So he's like, you're the naughtiest person I've ever met in love. The naughtiest.
So then they start to kiss.
She grabs his face and pulls him in and they make out. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. You're naughty. I told you no.
Well, listen, he doesn't need to know. He probably wouldn't even understand it because he's so young. So young.
So then Tom and Colin are talking, and Tom's saying that he feels weird because you're shit-faced, sir. He's like,
And basically Colin's like, whatever you do, Tom, don't wake up Captain Glenn. But of course, Glenn's already awake. He's still just like surfing for new locations for Yogurtland. And Tom is climbing very awkwardly into bed, and Glenn's just like watching him, like, oh God, who is this drunk little marshmallow getting up on that bunk right there?
And Gary's like, oh, that's enough officially, Tom, for bed. She's like, but I don't want to go to bed. We're dating. So then Gary's reading his phone, and he's like, don't get too pissed and all. Don't do something stupid. Talk to you tomorrow, you goddamn fucking idiot. Please don't embarrass me. It's me, Mom. It's me, Mom.
I should have known it when I heard her text alert, which goes like this. So then... Tom Tom is now like sitting up in bed and he's like, Captain, I don't feel so well. He goes, say it again. I don't feel so well. You don't? What do you mean? I mean, I feel like And so then Tom like swings out of bed. His dick is just hanging out.
He's trying to get out of bed from the second bunk, but he's wasted. I mean, that's hard enough to do if you're sober, right? But he's like grabbing whatever he can and like tippy-toeing on things, just wasted. And he's like, this is so embarrassing. Oh, God. I didn't notice his dick was hanging out.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was like it was all this pixelation that was happening. He's like, well, what was like? He's like, So then he like... He like basically like climbs out of the bed and he goes into, he's like, oh, he's like back to the day ahead. I'm a bit embarrassing, but fuck it. So he like goes to puke and then upstairs. Daisy's
three
like,
times. It's like going to a well for water. It's like.
It's really coming out. And Glenn's like, you all right in there? Huh? All right. And
he goes, not gonna lie, Captain, I don't feel so well. He goes, so what's your plan?
Let's see. Tom's energy is very much like little boy who ate too much chocolate, right? He's like,
I'm not gonna lie, Captain, I ate too much chocolate.
You know, like, yeah.
I got me a tummy ache.
So Tom's like, well, I'm not going to sleep up there. That's what I'm not going to do. He's like, go sleep in the mess then. So he goes and he goes, I need to be asleep. Down low. He's like, all right, just go into the mess, right? And the captain is still just on his iPad. He hasn't gotten up.
He's just like, it's like, this is why I didn't have kids. This is why I did not have kids. So so then he's like, now it's like 14 hours still charter, and Tom is like passed out in the mess. So Glenn just wakes up, and he goes upstairs. He's like, all right. Gary, let's get everybody to bed. And Daisy's like, can we finish a beer? She's like, no, dump it, dump the beer. Come on, let's go. We got a charter tomorrow.
That's
and,
the you know, chief Tom stew, by the way. You got to love Below Deck Sailing, where the chief stew is like, what? Can we finish a beer?
And this, by the way, Glenn saying, no, you can't finish your beer. Dump it out. We got a charter tomorrow. And Tom is manned down. That's equivalent of Glenn being like, get your fucking asses in your bed right now. I'm sick of this fucking behavior right now. Like, that's the Glenn version. Okay, guys, can't finish your beer.
Yeah. This is the equivalent of Captain Lee shirtless saying something like, goddamn motherfuckers, you're all fired, and slamming the double doors in front of his face.
No, you can have beer tomorrow. You're like, oh, wow, Glenn's mad.
And I love when he's coming out to yell at them, quote unquote. Gabriella's going, do it, you little bitch. Like a shot.
So Glenn, that's right, she was doing that. So Glenn's like, I mean, I don't want to be a buzzkill, sort of like when they got rid of, you know, birthday cake flavor at Yogurtland. But I need to make the point of like why you don't do what you just did. I mean, we're picking up guests tomorrow. Get your asses to bed. And then Gabby is like, okay, I'm sorry I keep calling her Gabby. She's Gabriella. Not Gabby. Gabriella. Yeah.
So she has all, she's getting all the bottles on a tray, but she's one of those people who's like, I'm going to clean up everything, guys. Don't worry. And then she puts 50 bottles on a tray that's meant to hold like 4 champagne glasses. So of course, guess what happens? They spill everywhere.
They all fall everywhere. It's a foreshadowing.
And she goes, but I was trying to do the right thing.
So I'm telling you, this is the season where everything falls over. Like just every single thing. So,
that's
so now Gary
on sailing yacht. That's yeah, sailing yacht
tilted. So Gary's now with Tom trying to get him some water. And Gary's like, well, this is the perfect example of what not to do on a school night. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And Captain's like, look at him in there. Jeez, he's already barfed a couple of times. And he's like, fair enough, mate. So he's taking Tom. And he's like, that's not a good look. You all right, buddy? Should I get you some water? And then the next morning, Tom wakes up in the mess, not even knowing where he is. He's no. Just like, oh, God, where am I? He's like, I just wanted to prove I could have a drink like everyone else.
I know, it was like, so it was kind of like sweetly, like he just wanted to join in. I feel like Tom is the one and when there's like movies of like gangs or groups, and there's like always that innocent one who gets roped in, and then like the mean one forces him to do something really terrible, and then he's the one that gets killed. I'm basically killing off all the cast members of this show in my fictional movies.
So Colin and Gary are in their room, and Colin's like, "All right, bro, recap of the night. Tom threw up on Glenn or what?" The town gossip in bed.
I know.
Like, the first thing he does when he wakes up, he's like, "Who boffed on Glenn, bro?"
Come on. "I heard that he boffed on Glenn, then ejaculated on him right afterwards. What'd you hear?"
"Jesus, bro. Ejaculated vomit out of his penis."
So then Ash, and then of course Ashley is very excited to tell Gabriella, "Oh my God, I kissed Gary last night." She says it almost like, "Oh my God, I got so drunk. Can you believe how wild I am? I kissed Gary. Go tell everyone."
"Have fun being seconds to you. Everybody wants me." So Gabriella's like, "Listen, I don't care. I don't care who gets dick. Just wear a condom." Like, "This is Below Deck Sailing, ma'am. Okay? No. No, ma'am. Too late. Too late."
Yeah. And then Ashley goes, "I know better than to do it on the first night. I mean, I love guys in the 27 to 33 age group, so that makes me more mature, okay? Come on."
So back to the gossiping. Gary's like, "I wasn't even flirting with her, bro." And he's like, "How does this always happen? I mean, look at you. It's you, bro."
"I don't understand. I mean, you literally look like one of the thwomps from Super Mario, and yet girls keep throwing themselves at you. What is the deal?"
And Gary's like, "Oh, no!" So Tom's outside working, like he's the first one out there, you know, and he's never been so embarrassed in my life, at least not in front of, you know, beings that could express it with words after. I've done some awkward things with sheep, but nobody needs to know.
The sheep don't talk. So Gary comes in and he goes, "There he is," which was a very nice Jersey callback. And Tom's like, "No, everything's fine." He's like, "Well, Jimmy, what happened?" He goes, "No, well, Glenn told me to sleep somewhere else." And he's like, "So you didn't vomit on him?" He's like, "No, no, no. I was in the bathroom. I just vomited all over the bathroom for 3 hours straight."
"But Colin told me you ejaculated vomit out of your penis and almost choked him with your dick blood, bro."
That didn't happen.
So Ashley and Gabby are doing something together. And Ashley's like, "Yeah, I mean, Tom, that's like such a young person thing to do."
So young. I mean, I can't stand people who are like exactly his age.
So then Glenn comes in to Tom into the mess, and he's like, "Tom, you need to get in there and take care of the act, okay? That bathroom is a mess."
It's like the time the yoga machine got stuck and no one could stop it. "Oh, my God, you've never seen so much chocolate on the floor before."
It's like, "No, it's not that bad, is it?" And he's like, "It is." So he's like, "But I didn't get sick on you, did I? Because people around the boat were saying I was sick on you." And he goes, "I hope not. Might have gotten on my iPad screen. That's all I've got. That's all I've got."
And Glenn's like, "You know, you really need to get back there and give it a real good tidy, okay? Maybe a steam clean, but emphasis on a good tidy, okay?" And so Glenn basically is like, "Okay, well," he understands the gravity of the situation, and it's strike one, and it's never going to happen again, right? And then Tom's just like cleaning all his barf up. He's like, "What a prick I am. What a prick."
Coming up on Below Deck Sailing. It's like people flying across the boat, tables flying, a cow, you know, flying in a circle.
Yeah, it's like Twister. It's like we're going to be doing a stage production of Twister on this boat. So then we see, like, now it's time to get ready for the guests. So they're blowing up things, rolling up towels, seasoning fish, all the good stuff.
And then Tom's, you know, asking Gary, "Did you have any deep chats last night with any whippersnapped?" And he's like, "No, bro, if you want to go there, it's all yours." He's like, "No, bro, not if you want to go there."
He's being like a very good sidekick. He's like, "No, me last. So then So then here come the guests. Here comes McCordia. So everyone lines up. McCordia's coming on, and they come on board, this group of people. And then Daisy goes and gives them the big tour. They're going to all the different rooms, and the group says they want to have dinner at 8 o'clock. And then Daisy goes down to the galley to get them hors d'oeuvres, you know, because they just got here. And Marcos has made, like, these lovely plates of little bites. And she's like,
oh, thank God. I'm so impressed with these canapés. This is what a canapé should be. It's pretty and elegant. And this is the kind of sound that I'm used to.
I bet your dollars to donuts he can count Peters.
He wouldn't even use a Peter.
So then now it's time to drop lines.
Marco's like, uh-oh, I gotta clean as fast as I can because I know this shit is gonna go sideways very soon. And then the sales start going up for the first time. And Kelsey's like, oh my God, those sales are fucking huge. Bro, I'm one of the guys because I'm one of the guys. And Gary's like, that's known as the donkey.
And Gary mentions, like, many times, all right, it's going into the pre-feeder. It's in the pre-feeder. Keep an eye on the pre-feeder. Pre-feeder. Everyone looking at the pre-feeder won't know.
Yeah, I remember last time when it missed the, the thing.
Oh, my God.
Gary almost died.
He had to climb up there to the pre-feeder.
Which is why he came back. It changed mean.
And McCordia, by the way, is totally... I really don't understand what Gary's appeal is. Because even McCordia is like, that one's sexy. Not the first one, but the one behind him. And it's like, you see like Colin in first and Gary behind him. I'm like, damn, Colin, dissed again.
I know. And Colin's so hot, too. It's
Colin
confusing.
Is so hot that no one cares about Colin.
One of the ladies got on the boat and they're giving the champagne or whatever. And she goes, are there martinis on this boat? And they're like, yeah. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's so how I would walk up to the boat. So one of the ladies goes, look at me. I'm the king of the world on the front of the boat. And the gay goes, do the Titanic thing. She goes, that is what I did. That's the Titanic thing. And he goes, oh yeah, that didn't work because you didn't have a man behind you.
So then Tom has passed out, and then Gary starts talking to Ashley. And he's like, well, I wish I had a bit more sleep last night, not gonna lie. And she's like, not my fault. He's like, yes, it is. You wanted to talk, didn't you? And she tells us, there's just something about Gary that makes me feel like he'd be great in bed. It's probably gonna bite me in the ass, but I know what I'm doing.
So then they put the sails away. Marcos is cooking. Daisy and Ashley are talking. Daisy's like, they said they wanted elegant, so I'm thinking black and sparkly. Ton of sparkles. That's elegant. Glitter. Sequins on the table. That's what they're getting.
And now they're just like a frenzy of more activity. Like an anchor goes down, they're pulling the naughty boys out, there's all this stuff happening, and then all of a sudden, like, we come to Glenn just sitting eating what looks to be like an enormous piece of matzah.
A crispy, huge flat matzah.
And he's just like
and the music Glenn's stops and then it starts again.
Giant piece of like flatbread cracker, I don't know.
So then we see Gary and Kelsey standing on deck, and she's doing this thing with her hair. Like, it looks like she's biting the ends of her hair. And Gary goes, are you using your hair as dental floss? And she goes, I mean, yeah. And he's like, she's a bit weird. Yeah.
Sort of weird. I don't know what to do with a girl that you don't want to bone. It's weird.
So then, Marcos is talking about how he's like really nervous about serving dinner because he wants to make a really good first impressions, like his first meal on the boat, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, I'm not going to show it. But inside, I'm going to be like, eh. It was so cute.
So everybody loves all the food, right? And he's sending all this food out. And the gay guy stands up and goes, I'm actually full. Let me go.
He just off.
Let me go.
He's like, I really peaked with my Titanic joke, and I don't really have anything else to offer for today, so let me go back.
So Gary and Colin are helping with the dishes, and Marco's like, whoa, you know, they don't do this on motor yachts. You know, they pass by. That's what they do. And Colin's like, well, you've got the dream team here. All right. Now, Marco, who do you want to give kissy kisses to? Don't worry. I won't tell.
Oh, God. Do I have to speak to this guy all season long? Okay, no more dishes. Just walk by. Be like motor yachts.
I love doing my own dishes. Please. Don't come down here anymore.
Please never help again.
Marco is just asleep on his knife. They're like, Marco, you just cut your head.
And that's how it happened. So Daisy comes out. They love the food, but they're still hungry. And so she's like, oh, chef, I'm really sorry, but one of them is still hungry.
So he's like, okay, you know what she'll eat? Shrimp. So he does this whole shrimp thing. And Gabriella comes out, and one of the ladies is like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. And the perverted main guy is like, you're definitely the top.
Yeah. And then Marco's just like making more and more food. And then in the midst of this, Gary just like licks something off of Ashley's finger because they're both down in the galley. And she's like, oh my God. He is so wise and from between the ages of 27 and 33. Wow.
So Marco's hand delivers the new entree. And Gary's like, he definitely knows what he's doing. And one of the ladies goes, Mr. Chef, do you have any other food left? And another one goes, yeah, just give us some hors d'oeuvres.
Like, yeah.
Did you see the hors d'oeuvres that he made? You don't just like whip up the hors d'oeuvres. You just had four courses.
And Daisy is really trying to like wrap up the service. Every time she goes up there, she's like, and here are your new brownie, but here are your new hot dog bites. And do you want dessert? Are you ready for dessert? You want dessert? Dessert's a good time. It's a good time for dessert, is it not?
We love dessert. Love dessert.
Dessert. Ready for dessert? Dessert. Anyone? Dessert.
Nope. So the creepy guy stays up alone after everybody finally goes to bed. And yeah. Gary is dancing around, proud of himself for doing dishes. You know, Daisy's like giving him a compliment. She's like, wow, I finally feel like I'm working in a team environment again.
Yeah. We should also mention, by the way, that these charter guests have like fallen down like 10 times already. And it's become so commonplace we're not even mentioning it anymore. But there were definitely like two or three spills from these people, including when they went to bed. So now Gabriella is alone with McCordia, and he's like, hey, I love your little septum rim ring. He's like, yeah, that's cute. He's like, I don't like girls, but you're cute. You are so cute. And I don't like girls, but you're cute. She's like, thanks.
He goes, you're sexy. Do you like dark dudes? And she's like, I like men of all colors, shapes, and sizes. And he goes, well, I have a little dick, so. And she's like, okay then. He's like, yeah, you're sexy. Oh, look at you walking away from me. Okay, we're good. That's fine.
And she's like, well, I have things to do and I do need to get to bed myself. And she tells us that she's like, well, there's no point in trying to like talk a drunk person out of their drunk fuckery, you know? Yeah. And he's the primary. And like, it's an exercise for me to learn how to politely tell someone to politely respect me.
And he's like, I want a drink, though. I want another drink. So you fucking tonight. She's like, nobody. Okay, this is getting a little inappropriate. And he's like, yeah, so who you like? Who you like, huh?
She's like, nobody. Gross. Like, don't bullshit me. You're so full of shit. Because I think that he's maybe thinking that he has a pass to be able to like chat like this because he already has established, like, I'm gay. Don't worry, we can talk. But she's like, it's still inappropriate. And she's like, she's like, no, I'm not interested. And he's like, don't bullshit me.
Yeah. And so he's like, so you like little? And she goes, women? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And he goes, oh, come on. So what do you even do with each other? It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I don't think he's gay. I think he was about to say something like, I don't like girls like something or else. Because this guy is clearly trying to fuck her, right?
Like he may just be horny and ready for anything.
He's a creep. He's a fucking creep. Yeah.
Either way.
Like, they need some bell that they can ring to just, like, throw the creeps overboard.
Yeah. I think that would be great. Just like a little catapult or a trebuchet. Just fling them out there.
Yeah. So she's like, you need to go to bed now. Dun, dun, dun. To be continued.
Too bad that.
Time will tell.
Oh, man, too bad Ashley wasn't on late. Because she'd be like, are you between 27 and 33? Because you seem wise.
Yeah, she'd take it all. She'd be like, so I'm trying to decide between you, Tom, Colin, and the captain right now. Which of you is going to be lucky enough to get me?
I know.
Dumbass. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here for Below Deck Sailing Yacht Day. Go get your tickets for Crappens Live over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Get your merch, crappensmerch.com. And if you want to watch this video or any of our videos, we do a couple a week, go to Crappens Patreon. Just go to Patreon.
Patreon.com/Crappens.
Watch What Crappens. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin. Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.